Well, firstly, regular listeners will know my first thing I always do is apologize to my visitors for turning the music down that they created. So, Jefferson, sorry for turning your song down. I have in the studio a bunch of very special guests, one of which is Jefferson. Good space. How are you?
Kia ora, bro. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very nice to see you. I'm pretty good. Jefferson walked in while I was lying on the floor. Like, I said I was stretching, but I was basically asleep. But you know, we know each other well enough, I think. Now you can walk in. Well, I don't care. I was just stretching.
Yeah, I don't care either, but I appreciate it.
I was just, yeah, well, I was preparing because we've got some people in the studio who use space in very interesting ways, so I was just basically just experimenting with the BFM studio and seeing what happened, you know, if I lie down on the floor, do I fall asleep? But I will stop rambling, and I would love you all to introduce yourselves, if you wouldn't mind, one at a time. We can start here, and then we're going to launch into talking about this very unusual but pretty amazing project that you're all working on.
Kia ora, my name is Mathilde Volmard. I'm the spatial designer and builder for this project.
Kia ora, I'm Jefferson Chen. I am the creative director and musician, I guess, behind Fresh Laundry.
Kia ora, my name is Quentin Lind. I am the activations designer on this project.
Kia ora, I'm Penny, and I am the producer on this project, Fresh Laundry.
Cool. Now, this is a crew that have worked together before on some things that you might have encountered if you are wandering around Tamaki and something has popped up and you've been like, what is this thing that is confronting me in a beautiful and creative way? Could you give us a little brief history of the crew? What sort of stuff have you been doing recently?
I guess the first thing was an album release. It was Good Space's album release in Limchur Food Court around 2 years ago.
This was the classic.
Yeah, this was the thing where we're like, all right, let's use public space. And essentially the artist was the vendor, the album was the menu, and the songs were the dishes.
Yeah.
And we served the album as a hot meal.
Yeah, that's so cool. And this was for your album, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you've done other various sort of, you know, kind of interactive things since then. But this new thing is another creative way to listen to an album. But this is an album that you're putting together of other people's music so that people can listen to this album. Yeah. And let's start with the location.
Right, yeah, it's our wildest installation yet, and it involves laundromats, washing machine jukeboxes, and a compilation Aotearoa album called The Seasides.
Okay, let's unpack this. Yeah. we're not going to reveal the exact locations, but perhaps somebody can tell me, like, loosely in Auckland, how many locations we're going to have, and are we really talking about a laundromat? Is that where we're going to be listening to this record?
I'll jump in here. So we will have about 5 locations spread across Tamaki. And,
yeah.
The idea behind this is that we feel like laundromats are quite a interesting liminal spaces where people come to do something very functional and practical, but they're kind of forced to wait, and you know, people quite automatically just sit there with a phone these days. But
yeah.
We just wonder if we can challenge them to use, make better use of that time while they're there.
Interesting. So, like, they're going to still be real laundromats. You're going to show up, and are these 24/7?
Yeah, I think if we can find 5 24/7 laundromats, we'll go for it. But, yeah. You know, if there's a really good vibe in a laundromat that wants to sleep as well, then we'll use it too.
Cool. Because, yeah, I think, there is nothing quite like a laundromat. It's the last place where you can just, like, walk in like this, and you're sharing this space and being kind of weirdly, you're not talking to a shopkeeper or anything, but you're just in this public space. There's something quite weird, public-private about it. So this, the more you think about it, it does make sense. How did this idea come up?
Well, in terms of space, I reckon I'll throw that question to Mathilde Palmard, our spatial designer.
I think, yeah, just to add on what you were saying, it's that kind of waiting space, almost like an airport where you're locked into, and you've got that time frame that allows you to do only a certain amount of things. So I think it's still a practical activity because you're doing your laundry, but also you can kind of use that waiting time where you're half on, half off to get something creative out.
Yeah. I think you're particularly receptive in those moments, whether or not you know it, and whatever's in front of you is going to be, you're going to be quite engaged with it.
Yeah, nice. And so, Queen, what's your role exactly? I'm hearing these job titles. This is a weird job. So, what's going on?
it is a weird job. So, my role is kind of in the ideation of it, and then. It's quite a complicated thing to describe to people. The concept is really simple, but it's quite hard to get people to kind of understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that is just getting people in the space, visual identity.
Also your personal connection to laundromats.
But I also just spend generally a lot of time with laundromats. We have a perfectly functional washing machine and dryer at our house, but I tend to just go there anyway.
Because you're right.
I just really enjoy them. They're these kind of weird domestic spaces. They smell like detergent.
The smell, I was going to say, the smell, there's something about it.
The bright light.
If you're into ambient music, it's like kind of the best ambient
music.
Yeah,
the drone hum.
It's like, they're kind of awesome, and the light's great.
Yeah. Oh, you're making a real case for it.
I think one thing is that you're not committing for too long. You know, you've only got that washing load, so it's not like any other art where you're like, oh, how long is this going to be? Like, you've got a time frame, so maybe that's...
So let's get to the point of the actual... So what is happening in these laundromats? So there's going to be 5 laundromats across Auckland, from what I understand, in as many corners of Auckland as we can find. You said there's going to be an album called Seasides, and I've heard of B-sides and A-sides, but look, I've never heard of Seasides before. tell me about Seasides, and how can we help you?
So the Seasides is a compilation album of only New Zealand music.
Yeah.
And for us, a Seaside is...
We're talking the letter C, by the way.
Yeah, the letter C, not kind of the ocean.
I'd love to be by the seaside.
No, this is the letter. And it's a song that you've written that you love but don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
It has that very unique tension. And I think every single songwriter in the universe has a few seasides.
Yeah, I'd say so too. You know, you always hear people say, I didn't really fit on the album, or, you know, and once upon a time people used to release singles with B-sides. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of slowly gone down the drain. So Seasides sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. So you're basically collecting human musicians who are interested in having their little lost lambs heard, and happy for them to be on your mysterious compilation that is only, from my understanding, only going to be able to be heard in the laundromat to begin with.
Exactly. I think the important thing about this installation is that people have to physically go to the laundromats, and because they'll be in the laundromats and bringing their laundry, they'll be engaging with this pretty wacky album that they'd normally probably never engage with as deeply.
Yeah.
And they'd probably never come across either, because it's the stuff that's locked behind bedroom doors
and
deep in hard drives.
It's worth saying, probably almost didn't need to be said, but this is happening across New Zealand Music Month, because that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's a month-long project, and the part of the reason you've come up is to put the call out for any artists, and I'm sure there's going to be countless people listening who would like, damn, I've got a weird little song on my laptop that I should do something with. Heck, I might even give you a Caesar Jefferson.
Actually, I'm waiting on your Caesar.
So where are people heading to kind of find out a little bit more about this and see if they can be brave enough to send you some music?
I think the easiest way is to go to my Instagram, which is Good Space Music, mm-hmm. and then just click the link in the bio. It's like a tiny URL for Fresh Laundry NZ, and that'll take you through and you could submit your Seaside.
Yeah, oh, so good. And if people are going to want to, same thing if you want to, if you like the idea of this and you want to go and partake, you can keep an eye on that Good Space site and social, and you can find out where eventually. Because I did ask you if you're going to tell me where those locations are, but we're going to keep them secret for now because the installation process will probably take a little while.
Yeah, we're going to do our best to make it pretty spread out across Tāmaki, yeah. so that people, you know, out west, out south, out east, out north can benefit from it. And then at the same time, we want to serve the community as best as we can. So we'll find that sweet spot, but we'll let you know as soon as possible.
And so have you thought about, like, who's in charge of figuring out how you're going to listen to the music?
Well, we've got our AV designers, Kyung and Daryl, who aren't with us. But they're currently gutting and upcycling washing machines into jukeboxes, essentially, that are fitted with headphones and possibly AUX ports. And, so it'll be it'll be a bit of a private listening experience. Mm. We kind of want to make sure that the quality of the audio is within our control within these big laundromat spaces.
Yeah.
So we want you to be in a public space having a private listening experience.
I love it. I really love it. You've already told me about this, but I just love it even more now that I'm hearing it all laid out. It's great. And have you ever seen these, like, they used to have in, like, record stores or whatever, they have those domes that they're speakers and the speaker is, like, above your head. Yeah. And so only if you're underneath the dome can you hear this music. It's an old, I think it was, like, a 60s or 70s or something that they were using them in record stores for listening stations. But I was just thinking maybe you could, like, put your head inside the dryer.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Bro, just last week we went to a laundromat and we're like, bro, this dryer's massive, eh? And
we all just climbed
inside. We're like, imagine just having
having very cozy daydreams. I mean, you know, clearly I'm very tired, so I'm like having daydreams of getting inside this big dryer, tumbling around, nice and warm, listening to this record.
Yeah.
See what you can do. Let me know which one of those, which one you've sorted that out for. No, that's amazing. And have you got any little sneaky glimpses of people who you've already got some Seasides from? Presumably you've got your own Seaside.
Yeah, I'll put through a Seaside. I think I'm a bit of a Seaside artist, maybe by definition, but there are a few more well-known names that we've been in conversation with.
Mm.
There's Troy Kingy and Jasmine Mary and Jess B.
Oh, nice.
And then, you know, a whole bunch of my friends that have been doing music forever that have a lot of music that they're sitting on that, you know, haven't had a chance or something to put it out. And so that's probably what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, that rules. And it's a way of kind of, in terms of from an artist perspective, it's a way of feeling like, you know, even though there's going to be potentially thousands of people listening to their song in this project, it is kind of like a low-key thing because you're going to be part of a bigger scheme.
And one aspect too is actually that we're not going to put artist names on this album, just song titles.
Cool.
We're going to make it just about the music. So I think it takes a little bit of pressure too off anyone who wants to put forward a Seaside. No one knows who you are.
Wow.
No one will know who you are from this installation.
And I guess it's like, you know, potentially the listening experience will be something like hours long. And if you wanted to, you could just, like, you can drop in any time, so you do your washing once a week and you hear the different version of the album every week.
Yeah, the song titles might be playing on like a little screen on the front loading washing machine, and I don't know, we just don't always listen to music that we don't like straight away these days, and I think it's important to do that and develop a relationship with those
things.
That's
a very good point. It's one of the great things about radio, actually.
Totally.
You know, people always like, oh, I could just listen to my own thing, but there's something kind of lovely about it. What's a nicer word for forced? Being invited to hear other people's being invited to hear other people's choices. Hey, thank you very much for coming in. When can we expect the reveal, the drop, the information drop?
Deadline for the Seasides is the 31st of March, so get your Seasides in before then. And then I'd say kind of early April, mid-April, we'll give kind of the opening event details, the laundromat locations. Interesting details will be going along with that. So
cool. We'll be sure, like, feel free to use us up here for getting the word out on that. Yeah. And yeah, so if you're listening, if you have a song that is burning a hole in your hard drive that you just want to do something with but you don't quite know what, Jefferson, that Instagram account, so I don't get it wrong, one more time.
Good Space Music.
Good Space Music. Instagram. Good Space Music, and the benefit will also be that you get to find out about Good Space's amazing music. This is a little side hustle there. This is good. All right, well, I'm going to crank up one of your songs, and we've been listening to your EP up until now, like in the background. You didn't know that because you didn't have headphones on, but we're going to crank into You Only Give What You Leave Now, and then people can get emailing.
Better.
I love it. Thank you very much. I'm going to figure out what I'm brave enough to send you. Thanks everybody.